months to call time on cheap booze. The plans would see a minimum price of 40 pence per unit of alcohol for England and Wales to crack down on the country's binge drinking culture. The Prime Minister says the move would tackle antisocial behaviour. Eric Appleby of Alcohol Concern says it's a victory for common sense.
It's just ridiculous that you can, a teenager can go into a supermarket, buy a can of lager for 20, 25 pence, as opposed to a can of Coke or a bottle of water, which could cost much, much more than that. And we're seeing the results on our streets.
The government's health watchdog has issued a drug alert on a batch of over-the-counter painkillers. Thousands of packs of Cocodamol, manufactured by Wockhardt UK Limit, could actually have prescription-strength tablets inside instead. One in five abortion clinics in England could be breaking the law. Spot checks at more than 250 facilities this week found evidence of some doctors signing blank consent forms before women were seen. President Obama says America needs to do some soul searching after the killing of an unarmed black teenager in Florida. 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot dead by a neighborhood watch guard last month, but no action's been taken. George Zimmerman's argument of self-defense is protected under a controversial state law. The president says his thoughts are with the teenager's parents.
If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And I think they are right to expect that all of us as Americans are going to take this with the seriousness it deserves, and that we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
One of the top contenders to become tenants of the Olympic Stadium following the London Games has dropped out of the race. Leighton Orient chairman Barry Hearn says that the club didn't submit a bid before today's noon deadline. West Ham have confirmed their offer, though. And Britain looks set to be hotter than many parts of Europe this weekend. London is expected to be warmer than Madrid, Rome and Athens. That's the latest. I'm Katie Spencer.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I'm talking about the soul inside. Show.
FM travel news with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood.
Slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and Sadler's Farm roundabout. All delays on the M25 clockwise between junction 29 and the A282 QE2 bridge tolls. Travel time's an extra 30 minutes there. Slow traffic on the A127 South End Arterial Road eastbound in North Benfleet between the Fair Glen interchange and the Rainy Weir. Slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road. And the High Street in Brentwood is busy but moving westbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction.
Phoenix FM travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Coming up shortly, some local events, and then I'm going to be speaking to Debbie Shepherd all about a baby massage. So much I'm going to learn.
Fly down to Mexico. FM.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Digital TV switchover is coming to your area in April. Everybody needs to be ready. Do you need help in switching to digital TV? If you are 75 or over, registered blind or partially sighted, or eligible for disability benefits, the Switchover Help Scheme offers practical help to convert one of your TV sets to digital. To get the help you're entitled to, you need to reply to the letter the Help Scheme has sent you. It is not too late. Fill out the application form and return it to us, or phone our free Help Scheme, number 0800 4087656. The Switchover Help Scheme is run by the BBC under agreement with the government. For further information, visit the website helpscheme.co.uk.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Sunday, Him and Her is going to be presented by Vivid Musical Theatre at the Brentwood Theatre here in Brentwood. It's a musical battle of the sexes, exploring the differences and similarities between men and women. Find out who comes out on top in the three concerts exploring the ins and outs of Him and Her. It's £10 to go along. You can get your ticket now on 012 77 200 305.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock this evening, and I've now got a smile on my face and things are looking brighter because I have some company here in the studio in the form of Debbie Shepherd. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hello, good. I like having guests. I like having people here with me. I'm pleased you came in, and thanks for coming down. It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It's beautiful out there.
It's absolutely lovely. Gorgeous. What have you been up to today so far?
I've had a baby massage session.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's brilliant.
One session, yeah, with a little four-week-old.
Oh, how sweet. And you enjoy that. Have you got children yourself?
Yes, I've got an 18-year-old daughter, so it's my big baby.
I think you told me about that. So you have had a baby yourself. Uh-huh. And I suppose naturally we always do coo over babies, don't we? But are you like that, or?
I never used to be when I was younger, not at all. I really?
Really
wasn't a baby person at all, but now I am, and I can't wait to be a nan, but Jess, my daughter, sensibly decided she's going to wait for quite a long while yet, so I'll have to wait.
Oh, yeah, good for Jess. She's going to probably focus on her career first.
Yeah, she is.
Good girl, Jess. That's what I like to hear. She's a motivated woman. Wonderful. Not saying that other mums aren't motivated. I do think it's good to have them in your 20s if you can, but a lot of women put it off now until their 30s, don't they?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
You were one of those women.
I was brave,
women. You had it late. Did you have any complications or
no,
not?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's the main thing. You can have them older as long as, you know, you don't have any complications.
Yeah, quite healthy,
but you can have
yeah.
complications at any stage, I suppose. Now, you're here today to talk about baby massage, what you've been doing this morning. First of all, what made you go into baby massage?
Well, I was working as a massage therapist, and then I decided to train as a pregnancy massage therapist, because the more I learnt about massage, the more I realised the benefits that it has for the whole of the body. It's just wonderful. The things it can do are amazing. So I trained as a pregnancy massage therapist, and the next logical step really seemed to be a baby massage instructor. I'd read up on it. I'd read a couple of books on it before I sort of took the plunge and did the training, and saw how beneficial it can be, particularly with things like colic, constipation, wind. It can help to relax them. It can help them to sleep longer. research has actually shown that babies that have regular massage sleep better, suffer from less colic, win, put on weight better as well than babies that are not massaged. So I just thought, okay, I'll go for it, and I did.
Yeah, so basically the baby is what? The babies can be a bit easier in a way. It might improve.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant to work with, because, yeah.
It can help them. Mums, you know, are finding it hard to settle their baby and, you know,
yeah,
all of this.
It can definitely help, yes.
Yeah, and maybe even get them off to sleep at times mm-hmm. that, you know, you'd quite like them to sleep because you've been up all hours as it is.
That's one of the main reason they seek out baby massages. So either that, really, that they can't get the baby to sleep and they want the baby to sleep longer, but also constipation and colic are quite common reasons for people seeking out baby massage as well.
Yeah, I can imagine it helps also, you know, as you say, putting on weight and with their growing and development.
Helps their muscular development. Oh, just
if,
so
if
many
soft
things.
Soft tissue work helps an adult, then it must help a baby as well.
Exactly, and when you think about it, when a baby, the amount of changes a baby goes through in just even the first few months, so say for when they're about, depends on baby to baby, for they're about 4 to 5 months old and they're starting to trying to push themselves off the floor, well then massaging the wrists can help to, you know, to relieve tension on the wrist. Then when they're crawling on their knees, their ankles, they're already
using those joints.
Yeah,
that's the thing. We all expect a lot longer out of our bodies nowadays, don't we? So perhaps it's an idea that we start looking after them on a physical level at a younger stage in life.
Oh, definitely. And for adults as well, really, we don't, the culture
that's what you actually started with, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm a massage therapist, and the culture we have in this country, or the idea we have in this country, is massage is a, we see it as a luxury, whereas if you look at the Middle East, the Far East and those sort of countries, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. In India, for instance, in some places in India, not so much in the developed places now because time is an issue with more mums working as well as dads basically, but babies are still massaged from the day they're born to maybe about 6-7 years old every day.
Every day is an essential. And even if you're, you know, if you go to places, I mean, I can only really speak of Thailand because that's where I've been mm-hmm. in the East. And basically, if you're having a Thai massage, you're not considered like a rich.
No.
Even though they often do think that, you know, foreigners going over there, you know, they presume that we have money because obviously we're there, we've spent money to get there on the plane. But they don't, it's not like, you know, a Thai person will also have a massage as well. It's they're massaged all the time. They massage each other all the time. It is, you know, as you say, it's like a necessity. In fact, that they're probably more keen to get their massage in than they are to brush their teeth. Maybe.
But do you see what I mean? We have a shower every day
And we'd never ever give that up. It doesn't matter how busy the world gets, we're not gonna let our hygiene go. Then maybe we should start considering this, you know, because people aren't looking after their bodies enough. I'm sorry, but they're not. And people haven't got the time. People are far too busy these days. But I think that, you know, I think that as a nation, we're going to get more and more unhealthy.
Well, they say it's something like 75 or 76% of all illnesses are caused by stress. And massage, I mean, it can help relieve a lot of conditions, but it can definitely, definitely help to relieve stress because it's been proven, scientifically proven, it actually reduces the body's production of cortisol.
Yeah,
and encourages
hormone.
Oxytocin and prolactin, which are like the feel-good hormones, they call them. So it can. And so if your stress levels are lower, you tend to have a different outlook on life anyway, don't you, really? You're a little bit more laid back. When things do stress you out, you can deal with it easier.
Yeah.
So it definitely helps.
Yeah, and life is becoming more stressful as well. We need to start looking after ourselves a bit more, and perhaps it kind of maybe, you know, with our leisure time, thinking, right, instead of doing that, I'm going to do this, you know, perhaps.
Yeah, or even, you know, still work out and do whatever you're doing. But And I'm not just saying this just to sell my services. There are plenty of good massage therapists out there, plenty of spas out there. But just treat yourself every now and again, because it's lovely. I love it. I don't have a massage myself enough.
Do you think we feel guilty nowadays for doing, like, do you know what I mean?
Taking
for treating
the time
ourselves.
Because, yep.
I mean, we're so, you know, it's so integrated into us. Work, you know. There's bills to be paid and you know, you need to do this and you need to do that. And, you know, what about that housework and all of the stuff that you have to do, you know, in between work time, you know, catch up on this, catch up on that. I suppose if you get your shopping delivered, like home delivered, then you might have more time. I'm finding ways for you to, you know, because I'm just thinking that my food shop every week must take up at least an hour and a half. If I added all of the little, because I don't do it all in one go, if I added all of the little bits together, it probably takes about an hour and a half. If I just did one of those online things,
yeah,
I could probably
could do that.
And I think local establishments have started doing those too. Anyway, so what qualifications do you need to be a baby massage instructor? So you say, first of all, you're qualified in, I presume, Swedish massage?
Yeah. Well, it's...
And remedial, I've got a level or is 3 it called remedial?
It's just called body massage, really,
but it's based
on Swedish massage,
okay,
yes.
Okay, and then you qualified in massage for pregnancy, yeah?
And part of the body massage is anatomy and physiology.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a qualified massage therapist to be a baby massage instructor, though it helps because you know the anatomy, you know what to be careful of. I mean, for instance, to me it's obvious that, you know, you never ever massage over the spine or on the spine, whether it's an adult or baby or whatever. But you don't have to be a massage therapist, but you do have to have qualifications, experience. Things like, for instance, you might be a midwife, you might be a health visitor or a childcare practitioner. With a qualification working in a nursery. So most places, that most reputable training organisations will want you to be one of those things, basically, either with the qualification or the experience.
Oh yeah, I mean, and you've got the anatomy training.
Yes.
No, I'm glad to hear that you've got that anyway, because I think that's key. But
oh,
as
absolutely.
You say, some people haven't got that. Is that what you're saying?
You could be an instructor, for instance, if you were maybe a childcare practitioner. I mean, okay, the health visitor, they would have training in that as well, I would imagine. I don't exactly know what they do, but I would imagine, and a midwife as well. But a childcare practitioner, it's just about knowing, knowing the basics of anatomy, physiology, but also someone that you would trust to work with children as well, although we don't, as instructors, we don't massage the babies ourselves.
So I'm now thinking, and now that you've said that, safe to work with children, do you have to have a CRB?
It depends, really. If you worked for an organisation, you probably would. I'm CRB checked anyway, because I'm a training consultant, and I work with, not so often nowadays, but I work with vulnerable adults, as they would call 16 to 19 year olds.
Right, okay.
So I've been CRB checked for years.
Because I understand that you do have to be part of an establishment to get CRB checked in the first place.
You do. Although you can, the CTHA, the Complementary Therapist Association, of which I'm a member, they will do it for you on your behalf.
Oh, that's
yeah,
very good of
the,
them.
They'll get the certification for you on your behalf.
Oh, wonderful. So you've already outlined some of the benefits of baby massage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've covered that. Oh, yeah. How old do they have to be?
You can massage the baby from when they're born, basically.
Yep.
But the thing is, with tiny babies, if you think about it, they've been inside the womb, they've been nice and cuddled up in there for 9 months. A lot of babies don't take to massage straight away.
No,
it takes a little
they
bit
don't
of
want
to
be poked
to.
And
so
prodded,
you can do
probably.
Things skin to skin contact, so just holding your baby against you, things what we call relaxed touch, so maybe just lying them down and having your hand on their back and speaking to them or singing to them or on their tummy or on their arm, something like that. For a group that the baby I was working with today was 4 weeks old, but for a group session we would recommend that they're probably about 3 months old, because by then they've had most of the immunisations, or they've certainly started down that track.
Oh yeah, that's
and
true.
And a group session would be far too stimulating for a young baby, because if you think about it, if you've got four, I only work with small groups, but even so, if you've got four or five babies in a group and one starts crying, you've got a good chance that at least another one's going to start crying. You know, they might be hungry, could be for any reason they're crying. Mm. A very young baby might find that quite hard to cope with, which is
distressing.
Can be, which is why I'll only work
if we hear another adult in distress,
yes,
or if they sound like they're in distress. It's meant to be an alarm to us to see what's wrong with them.
With babies, it probably wouldn't be at that level because they're not sort of thinking at that level yet. It would be more a case of what's that noise? I don't like
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it would cause distress. Yes. Yeah. They might not understand. Oh yeah. I'm not saying that they're gonna suddenly be like, oh, I know what he must want. He must want his nappy changed. Not yet. Anyway. What's the best time to massage? Is there a best time of day?
It depends on the baby and it depends on the parent. And it also depends what you want out of the massage. For instance, if you're doing the colic routine because your baby's suffering from colic, colic normally comes on from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and it can go on till whatever time. So we recommend that you do the colic routine twice a day. In the morning, about an hour after the baby's had the first feed, and then in the afternoon, no later than about 2 o'clock. You don't actually have to do it when during a colic bout. In fact, it's best not to. But if you have a baby that you, the reason that you're massaging the baby is because you want them to get settled and relaxed, then you may want to, you may find it more beneficial to massage them in the evening. So maybe just before a bath, just after a bath. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't work for everybody because if you've got other children, they're going to want your time as well. So some mums say to me that midday is a good time because they're quite chilled out, baby's quite chilled out. You have to be aware of when the baby is ready for a massage as well. There's a state called the quiet alert state where they're quite bright-eyed, they're looking around, they're awake, they're not hungry, they're not tired, they're ready for interaction. So it really depends. It's on each situation is different.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And also, some colics can be influenced by the mother's diet if she's breastfeeding as well.
It can help it, and there's a lot. I'm not a nutrition expert like you, but that there obviously are things that we can advise parents to do and foods to avoid and so on. Yeah. But nobody actually knows what causes colic. It comes, it stays for a while, and
They can't prove. I mean, you can never prove.
No,
that,
you can only eliminate certain things. And
see what happens. Mm. Absolutely. Now, are there any situations when you shouldn't massage a baby?
Definitely, yeah. If the baby isn't well, and the parent or carer will know better than the instructor when their baby isn't well because they'll know what they're with them day in, day out. They can recognise the signs. If they've got a fever, you wouldn't even massage an adult if they've got a fever. If they're hungry is not a good time because if they want food and you start, you know, massaging their tummy or whatever, they wouldn't be very happy with you. Or if they're too tired and a little bit grumpy. There are other conditions, what we call contraindications. So things like if they've got contagious diseases, serious skin complaints, leukemia, if they've hemorrhaged recently, and also within 72 hours of having an immunisation, because you need to see how that, because that if immunisations affect babies in different ways, they might come up in a rash, it might be absolutely fine, but you would leave, you know, you'd leave it to about 3 days after,
just to settle.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You've said that you've done a session this morning. Now, that was a one-to-one. How long did that last?
That lasted, one-to-one's normally about an hour, but I was actually there about, I always sort of stay a bit longer. I was there about an hour and a half because it was a constipation thing. We were discussing like food and the mum's, because the mum was breastfeeding, and the mum's diet and so on. So that was an hour and a half, but normally an hour.
Oh, right. Oh, okay,
I should sort of make that a bit clearer. That was an hour, but that was just the stomach routine. If I do a full body routine on a one-to-one basis with, you know, just one mum and one baby, then that's about 2 hours, really, because we do the whole body and we do a lot of discussions.
But then they don't need you to come back. Is that the idea?
And I'm not doing the massage routine for that whole hour either. We're talking about, I'm showing, in the case today, when I do one-to-ones, I'm happy for a second adult, so in this case it was the baby's dad, could be the baby's granny, you know, they can come along and they can practice on the doll while mum's working on the baby.
But I was able to show them some comfort holes that help with colic and constipation, some other tips about constipation and so on. So it was, you know, it's not just I go in, I do, that's the routine, I go out again. You know, I was doing it over and over again with the mum until she got it right. Then the dad had a go on the dole, and
yeah,
it was just.
But it's like
you're holistically, really.
It's almost like you're empowering the parents or the baby's caregiver. You're empowering them to be able to comfort the baby themselves.
Yes, and as well as sort of the information that I give them, because I know myself, if I go on a training course or anything like that, really, you're given all this information, and about half hour after it's finished, you think, what did she say about that?
Yeah.
So I have handouts which have got photo, you know, illustrated handouts of this is step one, this is step two.
Yeah, no.
And I always say,
you have to do that, don't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. And I always say to my clients, you know, you've got my email number, you've got my phone number. If, you know, in a couple of days' time, you can't, the handout's very
it's
clear, they've got arrows
yeah.
and stuff, so you can see
but
which
everyone's
do, but call
different.
Me or email
yeah,
me. Yes.
Yeah. Or I always say to people, if you want to know why I'm telling you to do something, then ask, you know, let me know, because I'd rather explain why. Because then when people know why, then it gives what you've taught them meaning.
Absolutely.
And then it all makes sense.
I
otherwise, it can all feel like a bit of, you know, a lost.
There's no point in telling someone to do something without explaining why, personally.
Yes.
That's how I feel, because
I'm
a nightmare to teach, actually, because I'll say, well, why have I got to do that? And the teacher probably thinks, oh, boy, there's always one.
Yeah, I was told off at school because, yeah, for asking. I always get
terrible.
I get told off at the moment, actually, because, as you know, I'm on my hypnotherapy course, and apparently sometimes I ask inappropriate questions.
There's no such thing as an inappropriate question.
If it popped into my mind, it must surely. I mean, I don't ask like inappropriate questions such as what's the weather going to be tomorrow, but sometimes things have got a more distant link to them. But anyway, moving on, we're women, we can chat, can't we? The other type of session you do are groups of, did you say about four?
Six at the most, really.
And they last?
They last, those sessions are an hour and a half, and then I'll run the whole course over 3 weeks.
Now, are you doing those on fixed dates then?
No, they're as and when, really, because they don't work from places like halls. I don't like working in halls because I think, particularly for young babies,
so where do you meet? Yeah, so
normally in my clients' homes.
Okay.
Or they can come to me. I mean, I've got, as you know, I'm a massage therapist, so I've got a treatment room at my own house. I've got an extension, like a purpose-built treatment room, so we could do it there. But with young babies, people quite tend to like to be in there. Like today, my client was in her home.
Yeah.
Or you may have a group of friends that have met through the NCT or an antenatal group and get together, and so we'll do it in people's homes, yes.
In their homes or at yours. Mm. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, okay. Are there certain days of the week that you work?
At the moment, because I'm also working, I've got, I think they call it something like a portfolio career nowadays, I work as a training consultant and a massage therapist and baby massage instructor.
People do a mixture now.
Well, yeah, exactly. I would love to get to the point really where I'm just doing the massage side of it, but I enjoy the training side of it as well, I have to say, and it helps that I was an experienced trainer anyway. That helped me in the, you know, the instruction sessions that I'm doing with parents. But at the moment my sessions I can run on Mondays, Fridays and Saturdays as well, because if you've got working parents, it seems a shame that you know you might be disadvantaging them if you stick to weekdays.
Mondays, Fridays and Saturdays,
yeah.
Especially if the dad wants to get involved and he is the one that's out at work all the time.
Well, it's oh, sorry to interrupt you, but it's very good for fathers as well. Is it like this, the couple today was saying, the mum's breastfeeding, so the dad, bless him, oh, he's a really nice man, but he was saying that he feels that he's not doing enough to help with this baby. So we were saying, well, you know, when you've finished your day, because he's working, so you finish your day's work, come home, you know, you can maybe massage the baby. That's your time.
And that
will
probably help him relax
it
as well. Because when you give someone a massage, it's like me in hypnotherapy. When I see a client, often I feel more relaxed after I've seen the client.
Absolutely. It's a fact, because what happens with massage is when you massage somebody, your body releases oxytocin and prolactin as well. So you're getting chilled out as well. I sometimes, especially when I'm doing...
it's therapeutic, isn't
absolutely.
It? Working your hands at something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can see
if you're
the
doing,
whole
say,
concept.
A body massage on an adult, that can be quite tiring. But if you're doing, say, I've got this treatment, natural lift face massage, and it's not a facial, it's a massage, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
It's for your face?
Yeah. It's
really?
It's a combination.
Can you do adults?
That's what I... It's not babies, it's
for
adults.
Have you heard of TMJ?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I have that.
Yeah.
Oh, temporomuscular jaw.
This, sorry, it's not very good on radio, but this can help with that as well, just what you're doing there.
Yes, if you place your fingers...
Just
yes,
where
so
you're...
I do
when you clench your teeth.
When you clench your teeth.
Where that muscle sticks out, yeah. There. If you
well,
just
your muscle sticks
there.
Out. If you just hold on and do circles on your jaw.
But the
I do try and do that. But you know, sometimes I think, oh, it'd be nice to have a face massage.
But it's absolutely
can
lovely.
Can you massage the neck? Do you know how to do that? I'm not saying you
massage
should do it to
the
a
neck.
Baby.
Not,
but
no, babies no. You won't massage the neck. But not really the front.
I mean, they have one. Do they?
If you can find it. I do a little bit, but it's more lymphatic drainage on the neck. But the back of the neck here and the shoulders, yes. I mean, I've got that in the face massage, which lasts 40 minutes. Probably about 10 minutes of that is massaging your trapezius, your shoulders, your neck.
Oh,
and
I feel
so
wonderful.
On. It's lovely.
I think I'll be able to keep working till midnight tonight now.
The thing is, sometimes
it's very energising, isn't it?
It is. But as a therapist, when you're doing it, it can be because you've got the relaxing music in the background, the lights are dimmed. And if I do sort of two or three at the trot, I'm ready for bed because I'm so chilled out.
Yeah,
and that's
me
doing it to them. But it's like they say, don't they, if you're stressed, get a pet, get a dog and, you know, stroke your dog.
Stroke,
because it's true, even your dog.
The dog's happy, you're happy. Everyone's happy. Wonderful. I'm happy that you came in. Now, what are your contact details if anyone wants to know more?
Okay, well, I haven't got a website yet. I'm working on that. I've got an email address, so should I give my
name?
It's... I'll spell my surname because it's D Shepherd Massage Therapy, and Shepherd is spelled S H
D dot or
D just, no just
no,
D
D Shepherd
D S H E double P A R D Massage Therapy at hotmail.com. No dot co u oh no it's not it's hotmail.co.uk, sorry, and my phone number's 07958 340635.
Thank you very much. I will be putting your details on my blog when I write it up
for
the week.
Thank
so
you.
Everyone will be able to find those details again. Are you on Facebook yet?
I'm on Facebook, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not very techie. What do we search? You could put in Debbie Shepherd, but there are quite a few. I mean, maybe if you put Debbie Shepherd infant massage or something like that,
yeah,
it'll come
it
up.
It might come up.
Because I was shocked at how many Debbie Shepherds there are in the world.
Oh, don't. I did it on my name and I was quite upset. I was like, no.
It's amazing,
I'm
isn't it?
The only Gabriella Clark. I thought it was only me. It's horrible, but then I suppose you have like people that have got really, really, you know, common names that are used all the time, and they must be like, well, now you know how we feel.
Exactly. Well, especially as my surname is—it's not spelled how people usually spell Shepherd. So I was.
But
just,
there's loads
that
have. Oh my word! Well, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I hope to see you again in the future.
Thanks, Gabby.
Take care. Mind how you go.
Skidmarks Pothole Watch, helping you to look after your vehicle. Help us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Lane closed on the exit slip road of the M11 southbound at Junction 7 for Harlow because of a broken down coach. On the M25, there's delays clockwise between Junction 29 of Upminster and the A282 QE2 bridge. Travel time's an extra 30 minutes. Slow traffic on the A127 South End Arterial Road eastbound in North Benfleet between the Fair Glen Interchange and the Rayleigh Weir. High Street in Brentwood is moving slowly westbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction. There's slow traffic on the A114 Van Diamonds Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddo Road. And slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. More travel in about half an hour.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
'60s, '70s, '80s, '90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Sunday at 7 p.m, Lenten recital is going to be presented by the Champagne Flutes at the Church of the Most Holy Redeemer on 21 Langdon Road, Billericay. It's a warm invitation to join the 9 a.m. choir for the Most Holy Redeemer. Billericay and Champagne Flutes for a feast of seasonal music. The programme will include music by Palestrina, Mozart, Tavener and Saint Staines. Refreshments will be available afterwards. Admission is free, with donations going to local charities. And that's at 7 p.m. Lenten recital on Sunday at 21 Langdon Road.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
hour across Brentwood and